Welcome to Progress in Mind Resource Center, where we bring you the latest news in psychiatry and neurology.
In today's episode, we'll discuss addressing the unmet need of cognitive dysfunction in schizophrenia. Metacognition needs to be an important component of cognitive remediation therapy, or CRT, to successfully address the problem of impaired cognition for patients with schizophrenia. Thinking about your thinking helps patients to not just learn strategies, but also know when to and when not to use them. Impaired cognition in schizophrenia has a negative impact on functioning and quality of life, constituting a glass ceiling for rehabilitation, and is the main predictor of total health and social care costs. Despite these functional and societal consequences, patients and their clinicians still need effective interventions. And this important topic was discussed at EPA 2020. Gabriel Sachs, Medical University of Vienna, Austria, explained how social cognition is a partial mediator between neurocognition and functional outcome, and is already affected in early stages of schizophrenia. Treatment strategies need to address both neurocognition and social cognition. The effect of antipsychotic medication on cognitive functioning is still poorly understood, suggested Antonia Vita, University of Brescia, Italy, with some studies indicating that they improve cognitive functioning, whilst others demonstrate the reverse. With no effective pharmacological interventions to treat cognition, interest has turned towards CRT. CRT uses scientific learning principles to target the cognitive deficit. Till Weick's, King's College London, UK, presented an up-to-date summary of the 28 meta-analyses in CRT and schizophrenia since 2014, of which 25 found significant cognition and/or functioning improvement, and 20 found symptom improvement. Beyond those patients with chronic schizophrenia, Merete Nordentoft, University of Copenhagen, Denmark, discussed how CRT has shown benefit in those with first-episode psychosis, and is being studied in those at ultra-high risk for schizophrenia. The goal for patients is not just increases in cognition test scores, but improved functional outcomes such as independence, life skills, and fulfilling relationships. A recent meta-analysis showed that CRT improved functional as well as cognitive and clinical outcomes in patients with schizophrenia. Cognitive components being measured in earlier studies only partially explain the effect of CRT on functional outcomes, and Dame Weick suggested that metacognition is the missing link. A recent expert working group have produced a white paper on CRT for schizophrenia, identifying four core techniques which embrace metacognition: facilitation by a therapist, cognitive exercise, procedures to develop problem-solving strategies, procedures to facilitate transfer to real-world functioning. Weick's and colleagues have developed the CIRCUITS program, integrating metacognitive support into CRT, which has demonstrated metacognitive improvement over time. This approach involves setting goals, teaching a new approach to tasks, and reflecting on your own thinking, which can then be integrated into everyday life. She stressed the importance of the therapist in encouraging metacognitive changes.
Thank you for listening to the Progress in Mind Resource Center podcast. For additional resources and materials, visit us at progress.im.